USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Analysts are assessing the surge of at-home COVID tests during the Omicron variant wave of coronavirus. The CDC saying at-home testing rose much more significantly than it did during the prior Delta variant surge. Meantime, people making more than $150,000 a year were more likely to report using at-home tests. Around 300 people are dead after a Russian attack on a Ukrainian theater in the city of Mariupol. Officials noting around 600 survived in the attack on the location that was being used to shelter folks from the war. That attack was specifically mentioned this week when Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russian forces have committed war crimes during their invasion of Ukraine. The UN reporting over 3.7 million people have fled Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he will vote no on the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. McConnell made the statement on the Senate floor as the Senate Judiciary Committee held its fourth and final days of hearings for Jackson. A Twitter post reaffirmed his opposition, saying, "I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court."
Gas prices are up for the first time in 2 weeks. AAA showing the national average for regular up a penny to $4.24 a gallon. The price rising in 38 states, led by California, where the statewide average is up to $5.90 a gallon. It's even up in Missouri, with the lowest statewide average of $3.78 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
We're hearing a possible explanation of why Russia is having such a hard time after invading Ukraine.
Russian precision-guided missiles are failing up to 60% of the time in Ukraine. A claim made by three U.S. officials say that this is the most probable explanation for the slow progress of Russia's invasion. Since President Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, Russia has failed to achieve basic objectives, such as neutralizing Ukraine's air force, despite having a much larger military. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Minneapolis Teachers Union reaches a tentative agreement with the city's public schools Friday, ending a week-long strike over pay, class sizes, student mental health support, and protections for teachers of color. Sean Layden from the Minneapolis Federation for Teachers provides details about the settlement.
There are other things that we've done, including the associate educator seniority and placement. That means if someone is reduced, if their position is eliminated at a building, they have a place to go somewhere else so that our veteran educators are kept in the Minneapolis public schools.
There is momentum for a change to overtime rules in the NFL, but the path forward remains uncertain. Rich McKay noted getting the votes of 24 owners for a rule change is difficult. The Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles have put forward a rule change that allows for each team to get the ball in overtime before a sudden death situation is imposed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.